Today, the police authority met to set the council tax preset for 2012-13. What was the outcome of that decision?
Well, the outcome of that, and it was a really difficult decision for them today, is that they have not taken the council tax freeze grant that the government had offered, but have raised the preset by 2%, which means that that secures funding over the next, forever now, in our base budget, which is a great result for us. It means that we can continue with the policing model that we've designed to deal with the 20% cuts, and basically keeps us around losing about 700 officers, which of course is very significant still. But if they'd gone for the council tax freeze grant, it would have meant that we might have lost £9 million over the 3 years after this next financial year.
So in terms of the impact on our communities, will they feel any difference?
Well, they will obviously feel different because the cuts are ongoing, the 20% cuts, they'll feel different because of that. But what's important is the 2% increase on precept allows us to deliver what we believe will continue to be a very good service through our new policing model. I mean, one of the most important areas is that around neighbourhood policing. The public want to see us on their streets. They also want to be able to talk to us and identify with us so that we can do the things that they really want us to do locally. We will be able to continue with a neighbourhood policing model that can deliver that with this 2% increase on council tax.
Was this a difficult decision to take?
I think it was a really difficult decision for the police authority because effectively any increase, I think, in council tax is a significant decision at a time of great austerity. But, you know, for £3 extra a year for a council tax, a bandy council tax family, then I think this is worth it because it does, as I say, secure neighbourhood policing into the future.
Okay.